you know, it's been pretty well documented, kind of the not the ups and downs of our season, because the season's been primarily all ups, but you know, guys dealing with a lot of stuff, coaches dealing with some stuff, and keep focused, stay disciplined, stay responsible, and to learn to grind and not always play well to make other teams play poorly. You know, it's something that we take pride in, and certainly tonight, you know, they guard us well, we guarded them well, and we just found a way to make a couple of great individual plays late. So guys deserve all the credit, but that was fun for me, and it was, I don't know how Chris feels, because I'm sure he's down, because nobody ever wants to lose a hard-fought competitive game like that, but he should feel good about his team, too. They're a good team, and this game really didn't mean a lot. In my opinion, as far as, you know, implications down the road. So hopefully both teams can you know, build off of this and press on, do well moving forward.
Bill, you talked the other day about the one thing you felt like if there's something you hadn't done, it was executing down the stretch of close games. What do you feel about what you're seeing out of?
I didn't think we executed great. I thought Ochai made a three with one on the shot clock. Marcus made an unbelievable runner that reminded me a lot of Devontae's shot a couple years ago, because, you know, they played great defense. We had nothing. He just put his head down and drove it and made it. And then Christian made a great steal and layup. But so I wouldn't say our offensive execution was great, other than press offense was better, other than our defensive, you know, execution down the stretch was pretty good. Moretti made a three in the corner, but other than that, I thought we guarded really well down the stretch.
What was the key in your perimeter defense?
I don't know. I thought Dodd had his hands full today with Moretti. You know, those guys kind of offset each other. I thought he played really well, but I think the big thing is Marcus did a really good job on their leading score, and I'm not saying it was all Marcus or whatever, but I don't know how many Ramsey had, but he had six, but I thought we did a good job of not letting him get loose like we did the first time. And you know, Holyfield got loose late, but we did a good job on him, especially the first half. But you know, our defense was pretty solid. And you know, when a team shoots 20, I can't see very good. Is that 28 or 26 threes? But they go 8 of 26. So they're a team that's probably the best percentage three-point shooting team in our league. You know, that's pretty good. And once again, to get outscored, you know, 12 points behind the arc is not a formula for success, but fortunately for us, we were able to get enough easy twos that offset the difference.
A lot of those came off Jokic going and getting rebounds. Yeah. Is it second nature for your guards when they can't throw it to them to just get it on the rim?
Well, that's what we talk about a lot. You know, if he can force help, you know, the advantage goes to the offense rebounding. But Doak wasn't himself today. And I didn't think Dot was really himself today. So they both played fine, but I don't think that they were near as in tune as what we have been the last couple of weeks. But certainly they made some big plays late.
Even him playing fine, how much of a difference maker can he be, especially on the defensive end?
Doak? Yeah, he's a monster. I mean, he's a guy that, you know, I'm sure somebody else in America has one, but there's not many, if any. And there's better offensive players, obviously, but the way he can move and protect the rim and still yet change game plans on how you attack the team's defense, I think is, you know, gives us an advantage in that area, because he's a really good ball screen defender, and he did a nice job today, even though he wasn't quite as active as what he has been.
Coach, this is a team in Texas Tech that now played you close in Lawrence and here. Is this about one of the better 13-loss teams you've seen?
Yeah, they could have won either game, you know. And they're good. They I don't know. I'm trying to think off the top of my head. But, you know, they make free throws. They could have won, beat Kentucky. You know, they were right there, tie game late with us, if I'm not mistaken. And there may have been another game or two that came down to the very wire here. And, you know, what they did, you know, against Louisville on a neutral court, you know. But I don't know what 18 and 13 teams across America look like, but they would be by far the best one, I would think, without question.
Did you know the Baylor result during your game?
Yeah, I did. I knew it right after halftime. At the first TV timeout, I asked them who won. And Doc McGee told me West Virginia did by what, 12 or 10 or something like that. So that, and at halftime, somebody, one of my assistants said West Virginia was winning, but I didn't even ask, and I didn't say anything to the players. I said something to the players at the under eight timeout. I said, "Gosh dang, guys, I don't know why you're playing so tight. You know, West Virginia won. Just go have fun." That didn't have anything to do with us winning, but I do think that, you know, it's nice for that pressure to be lifted a little bit.
Allowed this group. I think this is the first team you've had to go on feed in the Big 12 on the road.
Yeah.
What do you think's allowed this group to do that?
I think we guard. You know, it's, you know, there's that old adage that I certainly didn't come up with, but defense travels, and you know, for the most part, that's been the case with us. You go back and look at West Virginia. Ugly offense. At K-State, ugly offense today, not very good. At Texas, not very good. You know, at TCU, not very good. We won that game 60-46. I mean, so it's been, the consistent thing has been the defense.
Did you consider playing Sylvia? Just coach's decision that you didn't need him?
Yeah, we weren't in foul trouble. I told you guys before what the deal was, and I'm sure Silvio's disappointed. But you know, we played pretty well the last 12 games, and certainly if we can utilize him, we will. But I'm not gonna take minutes away from David just to make sure Silvio gets in the game.
I was surprised because it ended up winning by 2 games.
Yeah, we were down one with 4 games left and ended up winning by 2. So. Yeah, that's, you know, Baylor deserves a lot of credit. They've had an unbelievable year. But, you know, our guys deserve the lion's share of it for grinding. You know, it could have gone the other way, and they win the league by 2 games easily if that game in Waco had gone a different direction. But you know, we played our best when it counted the most.
Can you remember very many times where you felt this good about a team entering the postseason?
Yeah, I can. You know, we went to the Final Four a couple of years ago, and I felt good about that team, really good. I think we were 2 seed, and the 2 years prior, I thought we had the best team in America both years. So, and we lost both years in the Elite Eight. So, yeah, it's happened before, but there is something about this team that you know is scary from our perspective, because we don't really make a lot of shots. But there's also something that's comforting and gives you confidence is that other people usually don't either. So you know, that's, so we're going to have to grind and win it on that end.
Thank you.